The kids who go to Camp Evergreen in White Bluff outside of Nashville have something in common that they'd rather not. They've all recently had someone close to them pass away. In other words, it's grief camp. And understandably, that does not sound like fun. But as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, kids and counselors alike find some joy in grieving together.
Camp Evergreen has all the trappings of a typical day camp. The counselors greet the kids with the requisite amount of cheer.
Good morning!
For all 3 days, they go swimming after lunch. They do arts and crafts like today's classic camp project, making a papier-mâché mask.
And we're going to dip them in water, and then we're going to place them around your face.
It's going to be goopy.
And when it dries, we're going to paint it.
Katie Cox works with the 9 to 11-year-old group. She's a chaplain with Alive Hospice, which organizes this grief camp. And that means almost everything they do has a deeper meaning. Like music time this morning. It's really about helping kids find healthy ways to express their emotions. The dog who visits their cabin, Daisy, she's a therapy pet trained to calm them down.
She's so excited about seeing everybody.
And Cox explains to them, this mask is not just a mask to paint. It's also a metaphor for grieving. One person, two emotions.
How could you feel on the inside?
Sad, angry, mad.
So what you feel on the inside, well then what do you show to the world?
Happiness.
You just try to like not be a party pooper.
If you're not going to be happy, then you're just going to be a bummer.
Nathan Caldwell is 11. His dad died last year, and he says he often feels like he has to hide his sadness or anger.
So is this the first time that you've been in a place where there are a lot of other people who've gone through similar things?
Yes. It's just helpful that everybody else understands, and they won't judge you if you get emotional or get mad or anything.
What Caldwell says, I hear over and over from other campers, how frustrating it is to mourn for someone you love when no one else gets it, and how rare it is to be in a space filled with kids who have lost their special person, as one camper put it. Some of their special people died in hospice, which is how their families came to know about the camp. Others died unexpectedly, and the children were referred by other family members or school counselors. It was a social worker who told 9-year-old Alyssa Scott about Camp Evergreen. She was skeptical.
My mom died about in 2014. So when I think of camp, I'm thinking it's going to put me in this place where I'm like, I'm going to be just sad and depressed again, not going to want to do anything. But it's not. It's really just making me feel better.
Here she says, you don't have to hide anything.
Because while I was at another camp, I told all of my bunkmates, they said that I had a weird and complicated life. But everyone here, I can say that I've lost my mother and my grandfather, and they're like, oh, I've lost these people also.
Even many of the camp counselors can say that. Keddie Cox, the chaplain, lost her dad when she was their age. Mia Webb is a new counselor, just 17 years old, but her sister died 8 years ago.
I think for younger children who have been through like similar things that I went through as their age, to see a 17-year-old still running around and being happy and like living life and it's going to be okay, and I hope that they can realize that.
And it's also been cathartic for her. On the first day of camp, everyone shared their story, including the counselors. Webb says it was intense. She usually doesn't talk about her sister's death to anyone, much less a group.
I said at the beginning, like, this is not something that I just tell people. And one of the younger boys said, like, it's okay, we're all grieving, we're all here for you. And I was like, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Stuff like that doesn't usually happen at other camp. But perhaps the most striking part of Camp Evergreen is how normal it feels most of the time. Like when Nathan Caldwell's papier-mâché mask dries and is taken off his face.
Brother's got white stuff all over it.
It does.
It's safe to say no one here would choose the circumstances that allowed them to come to grief camp. But at least for the 3 days they're here, they get to make the most of it. Have fun, heal a little, and maybe some of that will stick with them when camp is done. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.